Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, party people. Sadly, we have no music because we cannot load our switchboard this morning. And Ginger has left me in the middle of the show. Ah, this should be interesting and fun. So, lovely people, how y'all doing out there? I can't see Twitter. I'm just blind. I don't see anything. So, good morning to all of you out there who are kids.
Can you hear me now?
No, we cannot hear you. That's what I was telling them. Ginger has left me, and I got no switchboard. So this is going to be an interesting show.
Well, my mic is having issues. I was all like, can you hear me? I'm switching back to mute and unmute. Finally.
Oh, my God. It's Monday. Welcome to Monday. This is how it rolls on Monday. I don't know whether Chrome has just failed me.
I was like, no, I'm here.
I may have to go back to Firefox. Really, there is nothing loading. Seriously. Like, serious business, nothing wants to load. I have had to Control-Alt-Delete out of things. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Firefox. And now it decided it was going to crash. So, yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went hiking. I wish I'd taken a camera. We went hiking yesterday. I came across, they're building, like, a mud track, I guess. Which is like, it has different workout things you can do and, you know, crawl through the mud. It looks like they're getting ready to do some sort of mud event. But anyways, they had these logs strapped over this mud pit and you had to walk across them balanced without falling into the mud. And I did that. It took me like 20 minutes to get across three little logs, but I did it without falling.
Ooh, now I'd be completely frozen. Wow.
But on the training front, those who've been watching the stream, I've been Minecrafting my arse off. Oh my God. I know my APB folks are like, what the hell? Where's your APB stream? Sometimes you gotta change it up just a little bit. I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me see. Where do I begin to cut the ginger?
What
don't you
I
have
do?
Something to say to me?
Oh, happy birthday! Happy birthday!
You see how this is why I don't mess with gamers. They get caught up in their games. They don't even notice. It's all over the Facebook.
No.
People that don't know me. There was happy birthday. People that don't.
I mentioned it, and you were all like, "She doesn't want to celebrate it." So I was like, "I
don't celebrate. That don't mean don't say happy birthday. That means I still wanna. I want a happy birthday, love."
Happy birthday
to
you.
No, I didn't say thank you. Now you hate me.
Happy birthday to you.
Why would you do that to me? You're supposed to love me. Why would you say
I love you.
Are you going to cheat to me? That's evil. Why would you do that?
Yeah, that is kind of evil. I'm sorry.
Why would you do that? Why? She don't love me. I have any cake yesterday. But my baby Natrix made... No, I didn't want a cake. Baby Natrix made me we both made breakfast, but towards the end I was told I need to get out of the kitchen. So she made some egg and bacon and cheese omelet and a lovely, some fried biscuits with lemon sugar glaze or something like that she made. Yes.
That sounds yummy. Because I know we both have issue with, you know, gluten and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you have a United near you?
No.
Oh, you need to. You might check at HEB, but there is Betty Crocker has a gluten-free cake mix.
We have that at the regular stores.
Do you? Yeah. They don't have it at the regular stores here, man. My regular store is like gluten-free. Why? Are you on that weird diet? No, I've got an allergy. Sleep, you know, people.
Well, you know, we live near where all the people are hoity-toity. I'm literally across. This is the closest I will tell y'all on air to where I live. I live across the freeway from the medical center. So all of the health food and diet and exercise stuff is all around here.
No, I have to travel into town, and I live outside of town, and I have to travel all the way across town to the edge of town to where it's almost outside of town, again, to get to the United in town that has like a whole aisle of gluten-free stuff. Other two Uniteds, one doesn't have any gluten-free stuff, and one only has like three gluten-free things, and that's it. So I have to go all the way across. That's like a 30-minute drive across town. Grr. I know people who are like in these big towns are like, 30 minutes, that's nothing. We do 2 hours on the train.
All right. Oh, Ginger.
What?
Remind me, I got something else for you after the show. Just came into the email.
Hot. All right, well.
She say hot, she's going to hate me. She's going to hate me after. She's going to hate me. The last thing I gave her, she was like, what is this? Is this all that this does? I was like, I'm sorry.
I thought it was some sort of like development platform. And I get into it and all it is, yeah. I was like, really? This is all this is? I knew what my computer could do.
Well, they gives it to us and we just do it. You know, maybe I'll play with it a little while. See what. No, this one is not that. It's an actual game.
Okay.
Don't hate me. I'm sorry. I take it. They gives it to us. I pass this along. Okay, I got some good stuff. Did I just paste to you? I was supposed to have pasted to you all this stuff I had. I found this. Okay, I don't know where I was.
You didn't paste nothing.
Okay, I got to go first because this is the coolest thing. When I hit send for you, madam, I want you to grab that video there. That's the very first one there. That says shapeshifter.
Sorry, put the stream in. There we go.
Okay. And when you know it, then my...
I stopped the stream. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
There we go. We're back. Oh, sorry, my bad. Hello, you're all. Hello, you're
good
all. My bad.
People, I have nothing open because all my stuff crashed. So as we're talking, I'm like, bam, 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 you know, being super, super gamer. Okay, so this I found... actually, this morning, waiting in line to get some coffee at the corner store, sometimes I like to go out and quietly interact with people. I don't want to talk to them. I just want to be in the midst of what's going on.
Shape-shifting mobile device.
Yes. So I have been waiting for the movie Looper to come on. I'll tell you how I ended up with this. The movie Looper to come on cable because I didn't want to go see it in the theater. But this, I saw this actual device in the movie Looper, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if we had something like this? Click that video right there. Click that video. Okay, so this is a new, I don't know how soon it's coming out. You know, let's not get too excited. It is a prototype right now for a mobile device that can change its shape on demand. Let me give you all a moment to digest that. It changed its shape on command. Now you're saying, okay, what could I use that for? Okay. You're a gamer. You want to play a game on your cell phone. Your phone suddenly changes into the shape of a controller with a little screen in the middle so you can play. They said people who need the stress balls, it can have a stress ball app, and it could collapse in on itself and turn into a nice little stress ball. I mean, cool, right? Cool. This is so futuristic. Are we still here? We are not still here. I'm talking to myself. Or no, Ginger. We lost Ginger. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to keep talking. Okay, hopefully, nope, her stream has stopped. She's gonna be pissed off. All right. Lethal Migraine, what are you talking about? Listen to what podcast? Oh, you mean Larry Major Nelson. Anyway, moving along. So lovely Dr. Anne Ribault, who's a research assistant in the Department of Computer Sciences, Bristol Interaction and Graphics Group, said the interesting thing about their work is that they're a step towards enabling their mobile devices. Don't scroll. Mobile devices, of course, that change shape on demand. Image downloading and game application on the App Store and the mobile phone would shapeshift, like I said, into a console shape in order to help the device be grasped properly. The device would also transform into a sphere to serve as a stress ball or bend itself to hide the screen when a password is being typed so people can't see your information. By comparing the shape resolution of their prototypes, researchers have created insights to help designers toward creating shape revolution Morphes. In the future, the team hopes to build higher shape resolution Morphes by investigating the flexibility of materials. They're also interested in exploring other types of deformations that prototypes did not explore, such as porosity and stretchability. Porosity, those of you who are not geekalicious with words, it's how porous the object is. Of course, if you're going to be holding something and doing all kinds of things with it, some things we really don't want to know about, so you keep that to yourself, you'd be able to do it with this particular device. All right. Ooh, we're going to have us an angry, angry, angry Ginger. When she gets back. Oh, my God. Angry, angry, angry Ginger. Okay, let me pop her back in here. All right, so I'm going to move along to the next story because who knows if she'll get to pick right back up. Interesting things going on with the Ginger connection. All right. We also have a review. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. That's not for you guys. you guys have to send the news later. All right. Over at gamesindustry.biz, Riot Games is saying, don't ban your players. You should reform them. They're taking a very specific response on how gaming companies are treating their players, player behavior or whatever have you, player behavior in multiplayer.
Oh, my God.
I told y'all she was going to be pissy when she came back. breathe. Into the nose, out through the mouth. Relax, relate, release.
I'm trying. Oh, my God. It was just like everything just... I mean, it crashed. I couldn't do anything.
Was it Chrome? Because, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but everything locked up, and I couldn't do anything.
That's what happened to me right before the show. That's what happened right before the show.
I was hot.
Well, you missed out on the shapeable mobile device, but we may talk about it. Thursday, we may throw that in the mix.
I'm marking this and reading this after the show. I'm just talking about how I need to upgrade.
Well, no, it's not out yet. It's still a prototype because they're still looking to see what.
That's fine. I'm still in my contract. So,
but to see it in action, as I was saying, I saw it in the movie Looper, something similar, and I was trying to figure out what the hell that was that they had until I saw the guy. He was making a call, and it looked like a little slip of paper that he had in his hand, but it was a cell phone. And I was like, that is so cool.
So cool looking. It could be YouTube. It seems like recently a lot of times that when I press, you know, play for YouTube, I get these errors. So, I don't know. But that thing is so cool looking.
Yes, really cool. All right, so I was telling them Riot Games is trying to say change how you treat your players. So, anyway, they're saying player behavior in multiplayer games has been a problem since the beginning of the genre. Efforts to change the behavior have been generally ineffectual, and the toolbox used by publishers has mostly been limited to warnings and the ban hammer. Riot Games has been working on changing that using scientific methods, and the results are part of the reason League of Legends has become so popular. Yes, Riot Games created League of Legends. GI International spoke with Riot's Jeffrey Lin, who's the lead designer of social systems, and producer T. Carl Kwan about what Riot has been able to accomplish. Lin, who previously worked at Valve as a PhD, PhD in neuroscience. And by the way, if you have a PhD in neuroscience, Valve is hiring for that position now. It is open since he left. Still, they've approached player behavior issue with scientific methodology. Riot's enormous player base provides statistically significant amount of data to work with a developer as a developer strive to improve their player experience. However, the issue of players behaving badly is not something that a company can fix by itself. Riot believes player behavior is really a problem that needs to be tackled by the whole community. Okay, this is definitely going to be a topic for a Thursday night because we encountered.
I encountered something like this over the weekend. And
yeah.
Leonidas, if you're listening, I'm coming for you. If I find you outside my wall, you are dead.
Is that to be calling himself Leonidas and acting up? You're supposed to be honorable if your name is Leonidas.
I know. I stole all our food right in front of us. We've been sharing. We've been, because, you know, we're neighbors. We've been sharing. We were, of course, building our wall so that people would stop getting into our town. And I told the person I was playing with, you should lock that chest. No, it's fine. Then Leo came and stole all the food in front of us. Are you kidding me?
I think the problem is not – the biggest problem there with this is that they don't use a lot of the old stuff that they used to do in the beginning of games. Remember in EverQuest, you couldn't even talk about your real life. They would kick your ass out of the game. Mm-hmm. It was, we're in character. They have a server for that if you want to go over and, you know, yell out Eminem lyrics while you run through tackling spiders or whatever. But this server here, if you're going to play here – it is all role play. You stay in character or just don't speak if you just want to play.
Mm-hmm.
What's missing is, I cannot remember which game did this. They kind of came and went, but they, oh, I'm sorry, that was a game I was working on. That never actually made it out. Okay, so what they were going to do was institute player police and counsel, meaning if you did something wrong, whether it be stealing food, you were grifing, you were camping and killing people, whatever it was, if someone caught you and they reported you, they came, they arrested you, and you were in jail, and it wasn't you're in jail on this character. You can't log in, you can't create any new characters, you're in jail, and then you had to go before the council. And the players, along with the developer being the final word, got to decide your fate. So you took very seriously if you did something to piss someone off. You wouldn't, or was supposed to be, you know, and that was already coming into play. There was also going to be elections, you know, so that not the same person was, you know, in charge all the time, or the same people on the council. And they were splitting it up by race in the game, you know. So if you were playing Warcraft, you know, or Troll, whatever it is you play, you know, those people would elect someone to go to council to speak for them, and then they would decide so and so's fate. And I think if they started doing that, that's how you get the players involved. That's how you get the community involved, not just on the forums. You give them just a little bit of power in the game. I can come and arrest you after I've reported you, or you can be arrested. Somebody's going to stop doing stuff like that because they don't want their character locked up. Or imagine little 15-year-old Timmy, his mom is saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pay the $20 and let you play World of Warcraft. You got arrested. I'm paying $20, and how long you been in jail? What did you do?
Seriously. See, and I heard a story. Oh, you know, it's not Thursday night. Thursday night, people, tune in. I will tell you about the ultimate punishment for griefing in a video game. I feel bad for the kid almost. Just almost. Almost.
Well, you know our stance on griefing when we play EverQuest. They still didn't put that bug back in. I wish they had. Man, root you to the ground and just rain. Holy hell. Out on you. You were not just going to get away. You're not going to just walk away from this. You can't. I can't just let you go.
No. Seriously. And this kid knows every time he sees me, he runs.
You mean worse than Sean Bowman?
Worse than Sean Bowman.
You just mean you were griping Sean Bowman, Ginger.
That's true. This kid deserves it, though. This kid stole all our food. And he's got plenty. I followed his home. And then I ruined all his tunnels because he's got a whole garden. He was fine. He didn't eat our food.
Like that girl, anyway. Like the girl I blew up. I gotta say that was quite fun. That was hot.
That was
morning
hot.
To you, Joe. I love that.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe. All right. So there's a new video game successful philosophy that's out there. It's released and it's free to download. Looks like.
Oh.
Author Daniel Stern released today his new video game success philosophy entitled "The Zen Art of Playing Video Games: How to Play Video Games in a New Way." The book's not exactly a manual on how to succeed in video games, rather on how to succeed in life through video games. That sounds kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. Stern has been developing his success philosophy on video games since the age of 6, when he was first able to install a video game onto his father's DOS-based computer. Holy hell, that's a long while. After perfecting it over 15 years, he's released the first in a series of many installments describing this philosophy in detail. The book, of course, is brief and meant to create a dialogue about what the reader can learn from video games and how he can get more from the time spent playing them. It is designed for a person who spends a lot of their time playing video games, but is also appropriate for someone who just finds the topic of digital entertainment interesting. Special promotion, the ebook has been released for a limited time at a special introductory price of pay what you can, with a suggestion to make a donation if you like the book. The book is over at azurita.com/zen-art. I have this up on the screen, so you can see it. Hopefully you can grab the link. I'm going to like it, so it's going to be on my Facebook page. Liking this. Grab it. You know what? I can't see way over there. There we go. Post to Facebook.
She'd be blind.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a scroll over on that side. I could scroll up and down, but I needed to scroll left to right because the Facebook plugin was too wide. Anyways, that's the Zen Art of Playing Video Games. I think this is kind of cool. I will be downloading it after the show and reading it. I think it's kind of neat to see these works coming out showing the video game is not all evil. It's actually quite nice, and you can learn things from it that you can apply to your real life.
All right, people, I got the fight of the century that is happening. Oh, my God. So, we have been telling you that Google is trying to take over the world via fiber optic cable.
Yay!
And I'm all for them.
Take it over.
I'm all about it. About it. Flashing the fluffy cakes at Google like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
So, video high-speed data and voice services provider Time Warner is feeling the pinch of the Google.
Oh, yeah, Time Warner. As soon as Google comes, I'm out.
They've announced, this is what they did to try to combat this. They've deployed a citywide Time Warner Cable Wi-Fi hotspot in Austin, Texas. already wrong. Wrong.
That's hot.
But somebody is already doing that. I can't say more than that. Let me just tell you, somebody's already doing it. That area is already covered, especially with the prices they're about to offer. Okay, so the announcement, of course, is viewed as a defensive move from the cable giant because Google is bringing their own super fast internet service fiber to Texas, the Texas capital as well. Access to the TWC Wi-Fi network is free if you are a Time Warner customer already with standard internet or above and the service plans and blah, 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 blah. You can look for the TWC Wi-Fi network name and then follow the prompts to connect to the network. Now, to locate and access a TWC Wi-Fi hotspot, they also will have an app available that will help you find it. Guess where it's available on?
Where it's available?
The Google Play Store.
Hell yeah!
It's also available on the Apple App Store for those of you who have those evil iPhones, and you can visit the Wi-Fi coverage webpage to view the hotspot coverage map. The company released a statement to customers that would have access to hundreds of new Wi-Fi hotspots as TWC is building out their network. Additionally, the cable provider is offering free trial and prepaid access options at $2.95 an hour. I know specifically there's a company there in Austin that offers for $2.95 a day. Just saying, Time Warner.
That's not bad. Price.
Yeah, for the whole day, you get to walk around the city of Austin and you got your free Wi-Fi. Hotness. This is, of course, available on their TWC Wi-Fi network for those who don't qualify for free access. They said increasingly our Austin customers want to take their high-speed internet with them out of the home and on the go. Time Warner Cable Internet customers also have access to nationwide free Wi-Fi hotspots with more than 100,000 hotspots. That's a lie. That is a blatant lie. I'm going to tell you because for years when I heard them first announce it, I was trying to use it here in Houston because I have always worked out of my home. So I said one day the internet went out. I said, I'll just use the citywide Wi-Fi. Oh, I'm sorry. We'd have to upgrade you to a business account. Really? You can.
What?
Okay, so they said they've been rolling out their free Wi-Fi network across their footprint for some time now as part of their larger strategy to offer significantly more value to their internet subscribers. Said Austin was the game plan for 2013, but Google's recent announcement encouraged us to employ our networks more aggressively, meaning we had to try to beat them to the punch to get as much money as we can before these crazy people here figure out that the fiber optics is super fast and it's the same price and we don't really need you, Time Warner. Okay.
Time Warner.
Of course, earlier this month, Google officially announced that the tech-friendly progressive city would be the second U.S. city to get the company's super-fast gigabit internet service starting next year in 2014. The timeline in Austin calls for Google to start connecting homes there by mid-next year, so around this time next year. They also plan to connect many public institutions, built in Austin for schools, hospitals, community centers, and those types of places, and more at no charge.
That's hot. That's hot right there.
And they're all up into Kansas right now, and they didn't just get there. They've been there since last year. So those people in Kansas are just living it up. I'm moving to Kansas.
No kidding.
Going for the...
You know, all except for the tornadoes.
So I can deal with a tornado or two. I know what to do when I hear that crunching sound.
Run. Get yourself into somewhere.
Yeah, if I can't run, lay down flat to the ground and cover my head.
True story. Alright, so I guess the next one is mine.
Do it.
Let me get it for you. I'm having an issue. There we go. Leaked internal memo.
Ooh, I love leaked memos. Do it.
Yes, EA.
Ooh, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Reveals organizational structure changes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so yesterday, TechCrunch got their grubby little hands on a leaked memo that attributed to an EA executive chairman, Larry Probst. The memo notes that core marketing functions will be consolidated into a group called the Global Acquisition Marketing and Marketing Analytics to be overseen by COO Peter Moore, led by Tob Citron. EA's Origin digital distribution platform will now be under the watchful eye of Frank Gibbous. Labels organization, while Andrew Wilson will take on its leadership, Probst does not divulge any details on the layoffs within the company global workforce, only noting in the memo that the workforce reductions, which we communicated in the last 2 weeks, represent the majority of our planned personnel actions, and that the process of creating a more efficient organizational structure has led to some difficult decisions about the number of people and locations needed to achieve our goals. In other words, y'all are fired, get the hell out. As we begin the new fiscal year, I want to provide you with a brief update on some important changes to our organization. As executive chairman, my focus is to ensure EA is delivering high-quality games and services to our consumers while helping the executive team develop a FY14 operating plan that drives growth, rationalizes headcount, and controls costs. In recent weeks, the executive team has been tasked with evaluating every area of our business to establish a clear set of priorities and a more efficient organizational structure. This process has led to some difficult decisions about the number of people and locations needed to achieve our goals. The workforce reductions, which we communicated in the last 2 weeks, represent the majority of our planned personnel actions. We're extremely grateful for the padded pockets contributions made by each of these individuals. They'll be missed by their colleagues and friends at EA. We are also taking action to streamline our organization, including changes in two key areas. Core marketing functions have been consolidated under our COO, Peter Moore. The combined group will bring together our label marketing teams, global acquisition marketing, and marketing analytics into one multi-talented team under Todd Citron's leadership. Origin will move into Frank Gabeau's label organization. Andrew Wilson will take on the leadership of Origin. Hopefully he can keep it from, you know, being the full-on fail that it is already. Change is sometimes difficult, but essential. The adjustments we are making will put us in the best position to build great games and services, deliver them more efficiently to consumers, and demonstrate to players around the world why they should spend their time, money, with us. EA is a great company, the talented and hardworking teams, the strong portfolio products that are all fail, an extremely bright future. Thank you all for your dedication and commitment to our long padding of pocket success. I'm going to go ahead and out there. You know, I'm pretty good about these. Unless things change in the next 6 months to a year with EA, I don't see EA making it in the next, I don't know, 5-10 years. They've made some really, really bad decisions.
Yeah, and they continue to do so.
Yeah, which is why I say if things don't change within the next 6 months to a year, we're going to see a huge fail of EA. We're going to see another Red Bloom thing. It's not going to be good.
As I said, you guys need to go back to your roots. Get back and get with the players. What happened to, you know, helping the players run fan sites? Those are things that keep your players coming back to your game because they feel like they're a part of it. That's, you know.
How is Nintendo's business a mess?
Troll. Okay, anyway.
You read gaming news? You left it all? Oh, my God. Seriously.
Hey, Jay, morning to you. Yes, I did flash. I flashed to Google at the Google because they got the fiber ops. They got what I want. You give me what I want, I give you what you want. That's how this works. It's a symbiotic relationship. All right, those of you who like to pirate your games and never buy the original copy, because we've told you here, sometimes we'll grab a game, but I always go back and pay for it because I got to support my devs, got to put the money in their pocket. Always got to, even EA, as evil as they are, I will always buy it after I've played with it a while. I need to, you know what they need to do? I need a demo where I can actually play it for a week. And then it should, you know, take that content away, and I can unlock it if I choose to buy it. And if not, it just stays locked. I like that idea. You all developers should think of a way to do that. Not just a demo I have to download, but one that works, all the features work, I can play. And then at the end of the week, like with The Sims, if I put furniture from that little expansion pack in my house and I didn't pay for it, bam, it's locked up. It's just a little empty space in my Sims house.
Ooh. Well, that would suck because I'd be like, oh, I like that furniture. All right, fine, I'll buy it.
But luckily, their stuff is individually priced, so that most likely would not happen. But still, I would like to be able to play it, which is why sometimes I do that. I'm not sure, you know, if it's going to be good. I don't want to waste my money. And if it's not good, I take it off my hard drive. It's not a matter of me keeping it either, so I'm not keeping your software. But anyway, Greenheart Games, they caught you all slipping, some of you pirates out there. That's right.
Ooh, you've been slipping.
Independent developer Greenheart Games this weekend took a very unusual approach to thwarting piracy by aiding and abetting it.
What?
Yes, the studio released its new game, Game Dev Tycoon, which I did not know was coming, and I am trying to find them because that is a simulator, and I've played Game Dev Story, which I'm hoping they're similar. Love it. Love Game Dev Story, but it's not on Droid. Green Hearts co-founder Patrick Klug explained in a blog on their site, and their site is down for some reason today, probably it'll be an overrun. They said the cracked version of the game that they put out, well, let me back it up. When they released their Game Dev Tycoon for Windows, Mac, and Linux, they also put up a cracked version on a popular torrent site for people to download. Okay, mm-hmm. So the cracked version of the game had a few important differences. The version the paying customers received was different from the cracked version in that the cracked version would report back usage stats, so they would know how many people were playing the game and had a stolen version.
That's kind of smart, though.
It was. In the first day on sale, Klug said 3,104 users, that's nearly 93.6%, pirated the game compared to just 214 who played legitimately purchased copies. The second major difference in the pirated version was a gameplay quirk intended to make a point to those who would rather steal than pay for games. Game Dev Tycoon is a simulation that has players running their own game development studio, but after a few hours, players of the cracked game will find that their in-game studio's efforts are rampantly pirated, regardless of critical claim or popularity, meaning your game, that's your little virtual game that you made, becomes pirated, and then you start to lose. As a result, your sales dwindle, and the studio inevitably goes bankrupt, so you can't win at all after you, if you've got a pirated version.
I like that.
It was nice. Klug drove home his point with screen captures of foreign comments from players who had illegally downloaded the game. One asked if he could research DRM tactics, saying there was no point in creating a game if it will just be pirated and unable to turn a profit. Another bemoaned how the pirates were ruining the player's company, calling it not fair. And Klug said he was torn on those comments because he says, as a gamer, I laughed out loud. The irony, they're playing a stolen game and they didn't get the message. Dumb. However, as a developer, he said he spent over a year creating his game and hasn't drawn a salary yet. He wanted to cry. Guys,
I can imagine. I can imagine. I would be hot.
He's nicer than I am. I wouldn't have even let him play. It'd have been like they'd have gotten to a point where you're about to win the game. You're coming close to winning. Bam! The screen would have just started flashing. Come with thief on the screen. Yeah. Yeah, I find this hilarious. I really want to play this. I did not know it existed, but I find it hilarious. Very smart to hide that in there.
Game companies are hemorrhaging money right now. Please do your research before you speak any further. Your ignorance is hurting my brain. All right, so I got some good news.
Wait a minute, Jay. You have Fios, and you just not. Did you see this? Do you see this in chat room?
This is why I'm going to marry him.
This is why I'm going to cut him. And lethal migraine last time I checked. Let me look down again. Boobs, check. Yeah, I'm not a fanboy, fangirl. Okay.
All right, so CISPA, F you, CISPA. Senate confirms no action on the CISPA bill. As some other people pointed out last week, their story earlier in Atlantic Wire and some other places. CISPA is all but dead in the Senate as lawmakers in the upper house tackle issues they deem more important this year. The Atlantic Wire describes the state of CISPA and the Senate as dying a quiet death in the Senate this week. Now, I don't want it to be dying a quiet death. I want somebody to shoot it in the face. Just put it out of its misery. The committee that would be responsible for the bill says that it has no plans to do anything with this bill, at least not right now. They say at least not as some part of a gigantic piece of legislation. The Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation is not forgetting about CISPA. They say, we're not taking CISPA up, a committee representative told the media Thursday. Staff and senators are divvying up the issues and the key provisions everyone agrees would need to be handled if we're going to strengthen cybersecurity. They'll be drafting separate bills. So in other words, watch all these bills that are going to be passed the next several months carefully, people. They're going to tack this on somewhere. They're going to try to sneak it by. While this may seem like a cause for celebration for opponents of the bill, the ACLU's Michelle Richardson urges opponents to remain vigilant over the 2013. I think it's dead for now, says Richardson. We need to be vigilant as the year moves on to make sure that whatever the next product is, it's not Cispalite. I think this is probably going to take the rest of the year. So, yay, it's dead for now, but it's not gone. It's not forgotten. We shouldn't forget about it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Corey has missed something that she wants me to post up.
Indeed, I do.
GTFO? Oh, my God. That's
hot. All right. I just found this up. Yeah. We got to – wait. Don't run yet. We got to get the theme music going. Okay, we need that background music. Okay, let me turn that down. Okay, who runs the world today? That would be this lovely young lady you see here at the start of this video. Go ahead and do it. Her name is Miss Shannon Sue Higginson. She might be a missus. And she's prepared for the worst from some of you out there. As the filmmaker behind GTFO, the new documentary that aims to highlight the abuse suffered by female gamers and women in the games industry, is not as if she doesn't know what to expect. According to GI.biz, she says she's gotten messages that says she's an attention whore, which is a hilarious assessment to gather from trying to make a movie about women in gaming. She says, I've been lucky that I haven't gotten too many trolls yet, but I think actually being an outsider probably helps in that respect. By outsider, she means not a blogger or a developer, even someone who could necessarily chat about the ending of Bioshock Infinite. She admits straight away that she isn't a gamer herself and only became aware of the problem when friends of hers spoke about being abused online. But she thinks that her role as an outsider comes with advantages and disadvantages. She says it's been a lot more challenging in that I don't start out with any contacts at all in the industry, but this is a really important movie to get made, and I can't just hope that someone will make it. She says, I wanted to tell people like myself, outsiders who aren't aware of this problem. She says, I heard about it, and I've always cared about women's and feminist issues, and I didn't realize this was happening under everybody's nose. Yes, girl, trouble has been a brewing for many years. She says,
I bet you're fat. Oh, my God. yeah, you know what? And I wish I could say this doesn't happen, but...
It does.
Oh, I like her pink hair.
I love her pink hair. Okay, she's got quite a few people in the midst. She also has been speaking with our girls over at Fat Ugly Slutty, who is a PMS sister of mine. Hello, Betty! And also another website, which I haven't visited yet, but I will shortly after the show. Not in the kitchen anymore. They tend to publish abuse and rape threats received by female gamers that dare to play online. She's been funding it herself, but has now launched a Kickstarter campaign, which you all will go over and support right now. Okay? Just to cover her ongoing costs.
Yeah.
She says, what about chatting to the trolls, the people who are acting out in sexist or aggressive ways towards female gamers, bloggers, and indeed anyone who dares to address the issue, like Anita Sarskian. Remember her? We told you about her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't think that's the goal of this, and I don't think it would even be possible to open a dialogue necessarily with the people who are doing this. Plus, she points out that most of the abuse comes from anonymous sources. A lot of these anonymous people who are saying that they're going to do horrible things to these women, it would be hard to get them on camera, I think, and would hope. I wouldn't mind giving them their time because their face would be on the project and it would be a detriment to them.
I would love for somebody to threaten me through a video game like that. I would have their ass on a stick and a heartbeat.
It takes if y'all don't know, it takes a whole lot of ovaries to be doing stuff that we do. A whole lot of ovaries. I didn't say balls because ours are internal. They're ovaries. Anyway, another person that's appearing in the movie, Julia Childress, who is a pro gamer, said there are a few goals for this, and one of them is to make more awareness about this and more of a stigma for those so that they see it and they're like, oh, wait, maybe this is not an acceptable thing to do. Maybe bad things will happen if I do this. And another thing from the developer's end and the monitoring end for people get muted and reported so that this happens less and less, and to make it easier for women and men and anybody who gets harassed to report these people so they aren't allowed to do it to anyone else. If you are interested in contributing, you need to head over to the Kickstarter page. I will be putting this up on the Gamer Girls Radio Facebook page. I am loving this idea. Fantastical idea. Oh, and I've tweeted it out. If you follow us on Twitter, if you're listening to this on replay, you can also go check our Twitter. I'm very excited about this movie. I'm happy that she decided to do this. Ginger, would you appear on film and talk about it?
I might, hell yeah. And I'll be calling people out by name. I got a list. Oh, I'll be like, this boy here said such and such, and this boy, seriously, because, like, in APB, if I'm running around with voice on, sometimes I forget to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
These guys go nuts. They cannot stand that a girl just kicked their ass all over the place. Oh, my God, they go crazy.
Well, see, you have the cutesy voice, so they're mad because you kicked their ass. And for me, it's like, hey, you have a nice, sexy voice. So
it's true.
And I'm like, huh?
And you know something? You know, my friend Bells that I cast with a lot, she tells me, you know what? I'm a 500-pound black guy. I'm a trucker. I'm 60 years old and a very good voice changer. And it's always like, really? Ew.
And, of course, we had our own stupid troll here a couple of weeks ago. Yes, we were still harassing you just at random. How did you like that 3 a.m. call? So, yeah, you never troll geek chicks with caller ID. That's not smart. I dare say this movie will probably get a lot of us women gamers angry.
Angry.
It'll
angry.
Get a lot of us angry.
Get angry.
But I don't think it's going to help a lot of the guys because they're little boys and they're not exactly sure how to relate to girls. It's still a punch you in the arm type of playground thing, punch you in the arm, pull your hair thing. I don't even think it's that they like you. It's just, you know, some of y'all little boys and you're little are obnoxious. Not all of you, but some of you are. You push little girls down, you pull their hair, you kick dust in their face, and you just do it virtually now. However, we here at Gamer Girls Radio and GamerNation.com are unfazed. We encourage you to troll us as much as possible. I would not advise doing it in person, however. We may be cute, but we will kick your ass. Anyway.
Scary women.
We're very scary women. It's got to be. All right.
All right.
Moving along.
Moving right along. All right. Guitar Bots turns guitar practice into social gaming.
I saw that, and I was like, I think I want to download that and check it out, see what's going on.
Evelyn LTD are proud to announce the release of social features to Guitar Bots, taking their previously released guitar game to its next level of development by turning guitar practice into a true online social gaming experience. The updated Guitar Bots includes new social features, making it possible for aspiring and experienced guitarists alike to invite friends from existing social networks such as Facebook to compete with them in real-life guitar skills. The motivational aspects of Guitar Bots are reinforced by the introduction of a novel set of changes, achievements that reward, encourage, and inspire players to advance in certain areas of guitar playing. Examples are mastering a certain set of chords, playing a certain amount of notes, or practice frequency.
So kind of like a Rocksmith, but
yeah.
a little less. Okay, here's the problem I have with
that. Look. That's a real guitar right there. That's not a fake one.
Yeah, but I don't like that in the video they have a classical guitar. My classical guitar does not have a place to plug in. So I'm unhappy. I had to go get a new guitar. Of course, Baby Nature says pop my strings, but I love this. Oh, I can go get a cheap guitar. You can pick up an electrical guitar for like $30 now, I believe.
If I
flash the fluffy cakes at somebody and go to the right place.
See, you do that, and this is awesome. I like this. I like that they're using video games for, you know, as much as I love shooting people in the face, I like that they are using video games to teach lessons and whatnot now, too. This is great. I might have stuck with my instrument, which, you know, I played the cornet, and that was way back when. If it had a plug-in and I could play it as a video game, I might have done it more. I might have stuck with it.
Okay, y'all got a heated debate going on in the chat room. Let me interject here. Lethal Migraine, the thing that she's talking about has not been fixed. Those particular pieces actually have an expiration date on them. So once it's fixed, you've got however long that expiration date lasts before that little piece breaks again. Anything else you care to test us on?
That's why the PS3 is able to be updated itself and everything. Yeah,
because it breaks quite often. I met a non gamer who knew that the other day. So I don't know why you don't. Anyway, moving it along. It's time for some charts up in this piece.
Charts, yay!
They got them to me on time. Actually, they got them to me at 2:30 this morning, which I was not pleased about. Don't be waking me up with charts. That's not cute. Don't just wake me up. Ding, all that.
At least they got it to you on time.
Yeah, sometimes it comes on Tuesday. And I was like, I don't need this now. Our charts are done on Monday. I need it done Monday. All right. Okay, if our Twitch would stop broadcasting like directly to me on our front page, I'd be very, very happy. All right. What have you people been playing this weekend? I don't know what I was playing. I played something. I don't remember. I'm trying to get Joe to play Tropical with me, and he just won't. Joe don't love me no more. Anyway, number 10. Where's my sidekick?
Number 10.
Where's my sidekick? It's Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Oh.
Yay.
Coming in at number 9.
Pew, pew.
Luigi's Mansion, number 2. Luigi's Mansion 2, okay.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Defiance. I gotta watch that show. I haven't recorded. I gotta watch it, because I won't touch the game until I've seen the show. I gotta have the whole experience. Number 7.
Number 7.
Let me cover Ginger's mouth. Lego City Undercover. The Chief.
Yay!
Oh. Number 6. FIFA 13. I'm sorry, I didn't give you a chance to
Yay!
Get it. I think that's the first time I've seen it out of the top three in a few months, but I'm sure next week it'll be back in there again. Number 5.
Number 5.
Bioshock is Infinite. Yes. Ah, and number 4. Number 4. Tomb Raider. Check our Facebook page. I found the most beautiful Laura Croft artwork that I shared, I think, over the weekend sometime. I really don't remember. In a glazed coma. Number 3. Star Trek. Anybody playing that can tell me if it's any good? I'm not sold on it. It's not, you know, it's not what's-his-face. It's the new Kurt, and I'm really not into the new people's idiot at all. Number two. Justice Gods Among Us. And I gotta play that one. That's a fighting game. Somebody gonna get their spine ripped out. Ugh, wait till I get in there. Okay. And number 1, of course, gotta play this one.
Number 1.
You ready? Dead Island Riptide.
Yeah! Yay for half-eaten naked... Well, not really naked chicks. Bikini chicks!
English bikini chicks at that.
Yay!
Some of the people at Cosmedia Media are just a little bit off. Off in a good way. We love you guys. But wow, y'all scare me on occasion.
We do love you guys. We do love you guys.
You scares me. All right.
I got to talk about this next one.
Ooh,
and by the way, the ignore function is wonderful. If I give you information proving that you're wrong and stupid and you still say no, you go on ignore. Takes care of that troll problem. All right, so Micro Warriors, the Battle Den, promotes the use of probiotics. Los Angeles-based Health Points Productions believes that people need to know more about probiotics, so the company has developed a game promoting education about the science of it all and the use of it in a game called Micro Warriors, the Battle Within. Releasing this spring, Micro Warriors, the Battle Within is described by Health Points Productions as the first video game dedicated to educating, entertaining, and exciting players about the importance of probiotics and overall health and well-being. The company created the game because it found that few people are aware of their role and overall state of health. For a limited time, you can go to the official website for the game and sign up. You can get it for free. That's hot. I've got it up. It's microwarriorsvideogame.com. If you're interested in learning more about probiotics, you could visit the Wikipedia to get an overall general idea of what all it means, or you could be like your mom and visit WebMD. Also, the Mayo Clinic offers some advice on the need of probiotics here. It's over at mayoclinic.com/health/probiotics. Yeah, check it out. It's kind of cool. Honestly, I'm a little concerned. I want to know who owns this. Is Health Point Production some, you know, probiotic drug company that sells this, and they're just trying to get people to play the game and then, you know, get excited about it?
I'm worried. All right.
Most people don't usually have an issue too much with it.
We somehow managed to miss this story last month, but I must tell you, I don't even know what to say about it. There is a new Windows on the horizon.
Yay!
The successor to Windows 8 is going to be called Windows Blue. Screenshots were leaked online actually a while ago. Like I said, sometimes we miss stuff, but I want to double back and grab it. It was leaked actually on Steve Ballmer's 57th birthday. Build 9364, a partner version, was originally compiled on March 25th and has been made available on file sharing sites and includes some of the new changes that Microsoft is building into its significant Windows 8 update. And I'm sorry to tell y'all, it still looks like Windows 8. They said they're bringing...
Does it run like Windows 8? Because that's what I want to know. Because Windows 8 is an atrocity. If it runs like Windows 7, we might be able to make a deal here. Because
I don't think there's anything redeemable, even if it runs like it. It is. You can't throw an operating system at people that have been using your operating system where it was kind of transitional. You know, Windows
3.11 kind of transitioned into 95, and 95 transitioned into 98, and so on. You know, they kind of, they weren't like a total shock where you sat down and you don't know how to use your computer. And there's techs that I know that are like, I don't know what the hell to do with this. I don't know. I can't find my control panel. I can't find out how to install my stuff. How do I get to my Wi-Fi? And it's not intuitive, I guess. Even I complain about, you know, Macs being kind of off. Even the Mac is a little bit intuitive. I know at the bottom row of my screen, if I look down there through the icons, I'm going to find something that I'm looking for. You know, you can't figure out where the hell this stuff is hidden on the side of the screen. The Wi-Fi got to pop out. You got to put your mouse in just such a place so that it slides out. Like, what the hell? Why would I even be looking over here for my Wi-Fi connection? Who is looking at the top left or right of their screen to put their mouse there to expect something to slide out? Seriously. Anybody out there? Was this an intuitive thing for you as soon as you sat down to your computer? I need to connect my Wi-Fi. I'm going to put my mouse here. No. There's a reason why Mac kind of stayed with the formula of the icons at the bottom of the screen, because it does, in a very small way, still mimic kind of the layout of, you know, Windows. You know, your stuff is at the bottom of your screen, your windows that you have open. So you kind of say, okay, I don't know where anything is, but there's these big pictures down here. I can click here. Something's going to happen. Windows 8? Mm-mm. There's a bunch of tiles. I'm confused. And then even when you open up those tiles, they have nothing to do with what you're probably looking for. I don't need my calendar on my front page or my messaging or people or my mail all in my face. I don't need my news constantly changing and, you know, messing with my high-def vision because, you know, I have the super vision. Seriously, there's too much stuff going on the screen. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, brain is overloaded. We can't handle this. And I'm seeing it HD. I don't want all that stuff. My people saying they can't find their games when they're installing them. I can't find my games. Oh, somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to get hurt. Firefox, I will break up with you. I will break up with you in a heartbeat.
What they hope is Windows Blue will ship with the Intel-based Ultrabooks or the thin light laptops. CNET is saying that Microsoft is not commenting. They said it's supposed to be able to adapt to a range of mobile computers with different levels of performance. Common thread I also hear from people who aren't even techs is that why Windows give us this layout is for a tablet. It is not for my computer screen at home. It's, you know, I should have two different versions. If they work together, great, but this layout that you gave me is something would be intuitive for me to use on a tablet because I know if I see it, I'm supposed to touch it. Does anybody else understand that? If I had a big-ass touchscreen at home, fine, but not everybody's buying those. They want too much money for them. They're not commonplace at home. You didn't even force people to buy them because people who got Windows 8 didn't even know they needed to have one. They just said, I'm taking home this computer. I don't understand you people.
I don't know. People, you just, Windows 8 was such a fail. So, I mean, if Windows Blue isn't something just entirely different, if it's not backtracking to something like what Windows 7 was, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I just need to be able to get Windows 7. Can you just give me...
I know, you can't buy it anymore anywhere. That is ridiculous. And that's the other thing I have to say. Microsoft, you are not a video game company. We do not want a new expansion pack every year. I want the operating system.
Oh, that's horrible. That's
cool. 2 or 3 years.
I got to quote that.
Seriously, that's what they're doing every year. They're putting out something new, and it's bad that way. Take a couple of years. Develop something innovative, something game-changing. Don't keep giving us crap. I want crap. And that's the reason why you had to sell Windows 8 for, like, $50 to get people to buy the damn thing, because it's complete, utter crap. Vein throbbing in the head.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
It says downgrade to Windows 3.1. You know what? I might.
All right. I have to see if there's a video here. I thought there was a video. No, just screen. Wait. Yep. No, just screenshots. Never mind. All right. So, Hellraid. Techland announces Hellraid first-person co-op slasher for PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. Techland officially unveils the game formerly known as Project Hell, blending story-driven hack-and-slash action shooters, an online multiplayer, in one hell-raising package. Techland has formally announced Hellraid, a first-person co-op slasher that offers two games in one, a single-player story-driven campaign of hack-and-slash action, and unique cooperative multiplayer that pits four players against the denizens of hell and each other. and a battle for points, rewards, and fame. The first official screenshots, game details, and more are available over on Hellraid.com, which I have up. Yeah, I guess I could go back to the screenshots at least and let you see. Do they get big? Do they get big? You know what? No, if your website doesn't work, there we go. Finally.
There's a
screenshot. The armies of Hell brought pain and destruction to the realm of man, and only a few select had the fighting skills necessary.
I'm confused. Is this screenshot just some really pretty artwork that they did, or is this actual in-game, you know, if I walk in, I see this?
This is supposed to be screenshots. So this is supposed
to be sometimes they lie. Sometimes they lie, man.
Sometimes they do. And since they're not showing me a video, I'm not for certain. But they do say this is a screenshot, so maybe. It is pretty.
It is pretty if it's a screenshot. Okay, that looks to me like it might be a screenshot. Oh, look at the electricity in his blade. Wow.
Yo, isn't that hot? Combining elements of hack-and-slash RPGs, first-person shooters, and online multiplayer games, Hellraid features an advanced immersive combat system with melee, ranged, and magical weapons. The engaging Game Master system makes each game a different experience, placing loot in enemies while generating random online challenges. With exploration, looting, questing, weapon crafting, boss fights, armor customization, character development, leaderboards, magic, and so much more, Hellraid is set to drag you straight to hell later this year on PC, Xbox, and the PlayStation. Yay!
PlayStation.
Ooh. Is that Gollum?
Where's Gollum?
Hold on. There, right there. That looks like Gollum.
No, look at the dead one laying in front, so it can't be Gollum.
Is he a zombie?
I don't know. He looks like a vampire zombie thing. If that is in-game, I want to play it. I will tell you that now. Look at the tree in back.
It does look
the water. Oh, my God, the water.
I know. Zombie, it looks up
the water.
Sorry.
You know I like the water.
It looks good. It looks really good.
Ooh, I want to play. I want the water.
Windows me. Oh, my God.
What does it mean?
Oh, my God. I almost forgot about that one. Oh.
God, I hated that. Windows ME. Why?
It's really nice. I haven't heard more about this until now. This looks good.
There's a lot of little games that have slipped under the radar. There's so many. Here's the problem. There's so much crap going on, crap being put out. It's hard to find the good ones.
That's true.
Matter of fact, I spent this weekend writing about, I went through every, if you follow my Facebook, I'm sorry, you probably were trying to figure out what I was doing. I went through Facebook looking for simulators, because I've managed to find two out of 60, two actual simulators. So I had to write that up. That is just disgusting that I found two games that are actual simulators, and the rest of them are Zynga, Farmville. That is not a simulator. Yeah. So I'll be posting that up shortly.
Yep.
I was very, very angry. Very angry.
Quite smash.
My simulators. And if you're a simulator aficionado, you understand the difference between I'm going to click and these coins are going to pop up out of the ground as to I got a spreadsheet in front of me and I got to check the conditions of the wind because this is going to affect my gameplay. I need to know what's going on, you know, in the game world, so on and so forth. People who are simmers know exactly what I'm talking about. We like mm-hmm. kinds of games. I like to be knowing what's going on, the details involved, bastards. All right. It is time for us to get out of here and go somewhere else. We don't know where we're going. Wait a minute. I think I want to make Jay jump on the desk or something. Are you ready for this? Jay, I want you to put your sandwich down. I don't want you to drop your sandwich, okay? Here you go.
Love will sing like the Constantines. I hear my kind in a coma freeze. I hear my kind in a coma freeze. Lonely, lonely.
Ginger, give them their kisses.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!